It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, a show that's founded on kingdom principles, a show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every week right here on LA Talk Live with my wonderful co-hosts, Niles and KJ.
Hey.
Today we are absent of KJ, but he's definitely here in spirit. How you doing, Niles?
Yes. I'm doing well. Be alive every day is a blessing, and I don't take it for granted. So I'm happy to be here once again. Here we go.
Absolutely, man. Here we go. You know, we've been talking about this kingdom. What is the kingdom? So today we're going to continue that discussion on the kingdom. And then Niles is going to bring us all things world trending topics. And then we're going to slow it down a little bit and have a round table discussion of this kingdom and what it means to be a citizen, an active citizen in the kingdom of God right now, today. And that's fun, knowing that we have control over our circumstances. So today, Niles, I wanted to discuss the difference between the kingdom of God and religion. And ooh. I say that, I know, right? You should see me sweating over here. No hate mail, man. No, don't discount me just yet. Just give us an opportunity to tell you where we're coming from, if you will. When we discuss or when we think about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, we're talking about God's original intent. That is his plan to extend his kingdom, his heavenly kingdom on earth. And he does it through mankind. And in his plan, that original plan, it was to establish a family of sons and not servants. All right? Not a household of servants, but a family of sons. Now, when you think about religion, this is our attempt to make sense of what's going on here. It's our attempt to have control over our circumstances, and it's our way of saying, you know, I know that there's got to be something bigger. Some people refer to that bigger as the universe. Some people refer to that bigger as, you know, my higher self. But we can all agree that there's got to be something to this life, and there's got to be someone, or not something, in control. However, the kingdom of God is built on legalities, all right? And that legality gives you a right. It gives you the ability to say, yes, I am a citizen. And it offers that legal right, offers some rights and privileges that are only governed or guaranteed by the king. So what I'm saying here is, once upon a time, I used to try to figure everything out. Once upon a time, I'd go to my local church, and on that day, on Sunday, was the only day in the building that I could say I'm literally living. And Monday through Saturday, it was, even with what I heard, even with my studying on my own, it was still something that I kept telling my husband, something's missing. We're not connecting. It's not gelling. And when I discovered Matthew 6:33, out of my constitution, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that's being in right standing with him, my entire life began to change. But the mindset had to shift first, all right? So I had to go back and unlearn a lot of stuff. Christianity as a religion, don't turn me off just yet. Just listen, please. As a religion, it's simply religious people and citizens of God's kingdom. That's what you are. That's what we are. We have a spiritual birth. That spiritual birth is what gets us connected and allows us some of those benefits that are listed in the Bible, or the Constitution is what I like to call it. It is our Constitution from our daddy. It allows us to not look for the kingdom as a place, but more of a lifestyle. We are the exact representation of who he is. We are. So that entitles us to govern ourselves accordingly. It entitles us to have a new mind. It entitles us to know that we do have control over our circumstances. We do. Am I saying that things won't happen? Absolutely not. There are things that will happen to kind of make you step back for a moment, but you have control over how you respond. It's not positive thinking. It's not positive energy. It's literally taking the Bible at its core and using that in your life as your template. Is it difficult? Of course it is. You can't do this by yourself. Even positive thinking folk that motivate and inspire us, if they're really serious, they'll tell you that it's bigger than me, especially when you're operating in your gift. If your gift is to go out and speak to folk and to teach and to inspire or motivate or whatever that looks like, you have to have a faith component. And that's what the kingdom of God, in addition to everything else, allows us to know that we are not our, we're no longer responsible for things that maybe go awry. It's his responsibility to bring it to pass. We do what we're supposed to do, but it's his responsibility. Remember, you've got rights and legalities and a king that guarantees your everything that is according to you has already been done. It really has. So, in closing, you are a son. And I say son even to my women, because we're spirits, not a spirit, but spirits enclosed in this body, and we have a soul. Our soul is comprised of our mind, our will, and our emotions. You are a legal son when you're born into the adoption of that faith. All right? Now, Niles, I'm going to be quiet and let you take it away and give me some of your thoughts here, sir.
Listening to you talk, you use the word religion and religious and so on. And I've been asking the question, what does religious actually mean? Like, people always ask, like, are you religious? I'm like, what does that mean to you? Does that mean that I put things in categories? Does that mean that I find ways to separate men when we should all be under the same kingdom? And so on. So I think the words that are being used nowadays are interesting. And I find that some of the words that are used, I feel like they kind of distance us from one another instead of bringing us together. When I think of the kingdom, the first thing that comes to mind, well, not the first thing, God is the first thing. But then after that, I think of it as one big family, you know, because if you think about it, technically, like, you know, your brothers and sisters and so on, you are one big extended family. I think what religion has done, unfortunately, is separate us. You know, you ask people like, are you Catholic? You know, are you Hindu? Or, I mean, Buddhist? And so on. And I'm like, man, those are just things to separate us from one another. You know, and I, of course, unfortunately, you know, that's just a great controversy in the battle of flesh when man tries to make things in a way that he understands it and so on, instead of leaving it the way that God intended it for it to be, you know. So I'm definitely on board with the kingdom, because that way we are all working together, you know, for a particular cause. And we're looking at each other left and right, to the right of us, to the left of us, you know, as brothers and sisters, not separated by, you know, some kind of organizational, you know, structure, you know.
Oh boy,
because I've been asked that question many times. I've been in the church for 3/4 of my life so far. And, you know, I just see a lot of separation. It's amazing how people can be under the same building in the same temple and just living completely separate lives. You know, a part of you know, being a part of the kingdom and citizens of the kingdom is, you know, embracing one another.
Yes.
You know, building relationships with one another, you know, our brothers and sisters. And I think it's interesting nowadays how we kind of go to a building to hear a word, and then we kind of walk right back out. What about building the relationships with your brothers and sisters?
Yeah. You know,
so like when I think of the kingdom, it's we're all under God and we're one big family. I don't care about the separation. Don't ask me if I'm religious. Don't ask me if I am God's son and you are God's daughter and we are all God's children. And I look at it that simply. And I think that way we also, and I say this all the time, when you really, I don't even think you can fathom the amount and level of power that God has. You know, right. If you think about, like, he gave you a little slither of that.
Yeah.
Think about, like, anything you can do with that. Like, you can pretty much do whatever, you know, you envision and put your mind to. You know, you can start to visualize why he put that gift in you, you know. So God gave all of us enough power to walk on the journey that he set forth for us. God gave us everything that we needed, you know, all the tools and everything. He put it within us, you know, when we were born. Now, it's just recognizing that even a little slither of power that he put in us, which is infinite when it comes to like these worldly terms. But if we actually like recognize that and understood what we can do with that and how we can really change the world and impact those around us, I think that's when we're going to start walking differently and you know, talking differently. And we're going to have a certain, you know, bravado about ourselves.
Absolutely.
It's not, you know, conceit. It's like, yeah, I'm God's child. You know, and because of that, I'm powerful. Yep. Fuck with your chest out like that. that's about it. I mean, I think the kingdom is pretty much having unlimited access to God's power.
Amen. Man, you hit it spot on. I'm getting chill bumps. You can't see these goose pimples here, but it's so refreshing because it took me forever to give that kind of summation because I kept running back to what was familiar. And a lot of times when you are, because to be honest with you, the kingdom of God is nothing new. It's not. It's just unfortunate that when you don't understand it, you think that, well, you know, that's to come. That's not, I can't live like that now. And you can. So having to unlearn a lot of traditions and a lot of, you know, religious things that I was doing, man, I like to have lost my mind. And I still don't know it all because it's like when I think I got it, he gives me a little bit more of what I didn't have, that, you know, knowledge. And I'm like, oh my God, there's no end to this stuff. There's no end. There's no beginning. And you're right. It's not a cockiness. It's not a conceit. It's just knowing that when I show up, I have an expectation of heaven showing up with me. Does that mean that I'm dying daily? Oh God, absolutely I die daily. I make certain that, you know, my mind is right when I'm answering the phone or sending a text or conducting business. Because at the end of the day, everything you do, you want it to represent who you say you're living for, who you say, you know, that you where you're from. I ask those five questions. I ask five questions in the book. Who are you? Where are you from? What can you do? What, you know, what's your purpose? What's your destiny? Why are you here? And those are questions that I, even to this day, continuously ask myself. because I don't want to be a misrepresentation of anything. I've been a hypocrite before. I know what that looks like. I don't want to do that anymore, man. I want to live the life that I read about. I want to see that power in fasting and praying. I ain't fasting for a house or a car. I'm fasting for a nation. And I want to be a part of that. So I get it. And thank you. Thank you for living what I read about.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I once had someone ask me, why do I talk about people so much and, you know, impacting and empowering and, you know, why my main focus was on people. And they said it in a way that, like, you know, that's a negative thing. You should just focus on yourself. And this is someone who was in the church. I'm talking about they were like so-called drunk on Jesus at the time, you know? And I said to her, if you're in it for yourself, you need to evaluate why you're in it in the first place. Like, that sounds like a very selfish perspective to have when this is all about, you know, ministering to our brothers and sisters and being an extension of God. So if you think that you should sit there and it's best to just focus on yourself, your needs, your wants, and so on, then maybe you don't have a good understanding of, you know, the kingdom and really being God's child. You know, that is a one-sided, you know, selfish perspective. And it kind of seems as if, like, you have the mindset of what's in it for me. And I'm like, I'm in it, like, for the mindset of what's in it for us.
Oh, wow.
You get what I'm saying? And I was interested in how effective and our way of thinking and our way of life at that time is so much more superior than the
next.
And I'm like, I am not on this earth just for myself. Like, life is all about building relationships with one another. Life is all about, you know, helping to enhance the lives around us, you know. And what would life be? Life would be extremely dull if we were here just for us. Like, what about?
Oh my God!
What, you know? What are our mothers and fathers for? What are our good friends for? Like, this is all about community. It's not about self.
That's it. Yeah. You get it, man. I'm serious. Thank you for that. And I'd like to know what you, the listeners, the engagers are thinking. So come and tell us what you're thinking. Drop a line or two, the number to reach us if you have, you know, something to say. 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And I gotta be honest, open and sincere here, Niles. I didn't show up for Talk to Tanji on Mondays at 7:30-ish. That was so my fault. It's called doing too much at one time, and I take full responsibility of that. Forgive me, please, but I really want you to check me out on Facebook Live. What is it? Monday, 7:30-ish, Talk to Tanji. And if you have been thinking about a book, if you believe that, you know what, I got something to say and I want the masses to join in on what I'm saying here, I'd like to invite you to give Cad Kenna Publishing a call. Give them a call at 470-534-2216. Again, the number 470-534-2216. They have been our sponsors for the last 4 weeks, and we're excited about them. And again, if there is a book in you, and you've thought about it, you don't know how to get it on pen or on paper and whatever that looks like, give them a call. Or send our copy editor. They've got a copy editor named Bella that is just kind of standing by waiting on you. You can reach her at BellaD@CadKennaPublishing.com. That's BellaD@CadKennaPublishing.com. Niles, that's all from me, man. What's going on in the world of everything?
Oh, what time it is. World news. What's going on in the world globally? Starting off, we have Naomi Osaka, who is a tennis player, well known at this point. She's extremely young. She's extremely gifted. She actually withdrew from her tennis match recently due to anxiety and depression. Those are things that are prevalent in society. I think most of us have dealt with anxiety or some form of depression and so on. So, you know, it's definitely beneficial to check in with yourself every once in a while, see how you're feeling, and making sure that you're monitoring yourself and you're in a good space, especially when you're competing at that level. You want to make sure, you're complete, you know, all around, inside and out. If you're not complete, inside, you know, it's going to affect your outside eventually, you know, how you feel, how you look, and so on. So, you know, we're wishing her well. We pray that, you know, she gets back to good mental health very soon. And she's back out there competing and inspiring, encouraging, and empowering people.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Then we have COVID-19. Cases are heading in a good direction. They have been dropping. I think more and more people are starting to somewhat break the stigma behind the vaccine. I guess more people are getting it. There's still some people who are holding on, and, you know, hopefully in due time they catch on. But, you know, I guess the more we get the vaccine, the more we can hopefully say bye to COVID-19, or learn to live with it in a way where we're all still able to be healthy and so on. Because we know when it comes to such pandemics and diseases, they're always fluttering around, but there are ways to avoid, you know, the outbreaks and what we experienced last year.
Absolutely.
I don't want to experience that again. And you know what time it is. This is one of my good favorite movies. They're coming out with a sequel, Space Jam 2. The first one was with Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes. This one is with the greatest of our time. What's his name? LeBron James. LeBron. I'm actually excited about that.
You are.
Like the reboot and what they do with it. And I know there's going to be some good sentiments in there, you know, sprinkled in there, especially dealing with LeBron James. So be prepared to walk away encouraged and feeling like you can just step on a basketball court and go to the NBA tomorrow. Depending on what your NBA is, your NBA could be business, it could be acting, it could be singing, you know, it could be engineering, whatever your court is, just know that you can go out there and perform at a time.
I love that.
Also, congratulations to the class of 2021, whether you graduated from high school, college, your master's, elementary school, and so on. Be ready to embrace that new phase of life. Go out and get it. The world is your oyster. Why? Because God said so. Once again, remember that power source. Bam.
That's it.
I'm there. And next, we have the wonderful book of Dr. Tanji.
Thank you, Matt. I'm still getting, I do sessions for those who are interested. I do 15-minute, 30-minute, even hour sessions on the book, just kind of journaling with the participant. I've been able to do about maybe 6 now, and I'm really excited about that. Someone said, you know, you just kind of messed me up because I really didn't know who I was until you started asking me these questions. I was trying to say that I'm from Virginia or I'm from Mississippi. I said, no. Those are spiritual questions that I was asking and hoping that you would write it in there. But yeah, I've truly, thoroughly enjoyed the feedback. Thank you so very much for the support. I am grateful for that. I'm actually working on another book now, and I'm excited about that. But I want to die empty. That's my plan in life now, is to die empty. I don't want to take anything back that I was supposed to make a deposit in this earth. So I live my life with sheer abandonment, as if tomorrow's my last day, because you just don't know. I'm hoping for longer, but I'm okay. I really am. And I want to say happy birthday to my sister, Aletris Fenton. If you are listening, she lives in Covington and she has the only general store that's in, I think it's Portersville, right outside of Covington, the only store. So please go by there and pick up some things that you're in need of. She's like, I told her, I said, you know, you're a Walmart, right? And she has everything in its store. So go by. If you happen to see her, just tell her happy birthday. And I'm glad that she too is an example of what a citizen of the kingdom of God looks like. That's a long story. We hadn't been in touch for over 21 years. And yeah, long story. She'll be on the show real soon. And we can debunk that myth that you cannot forgive and forget past transgressions, because you can. We are a living example of that. And don't forget, talk to Tanji on Monday, 7:30-ish with your girl, Dr. Tanji, on Facebook Live. And our YouTube channel has been picking up, you know, slowly, and we're releasing old shows on that platform. It's every Friday at 6 o'clock. And this Friday coming, it's going to be Monty Washington. Awesome. And if you know anything, I know, right? You know anything about Monty Washington? He's a, wow. he's a force in the area of entertainment. And he's actually definitely showing us his gifts, and he's serving us very well with those. And then don't forget, got that book, Don't Know How to Get It Out, Don't Know If You're Going to, you know, self-publish or whatever that looks like, give us a call at Cat Kenna Publishing, and you know, we'll give you a free consult and let you know what it is that we can do. I say we because they are the sponsors of this show. That's Cat Kenna Publishing. 470-534-2216 is their number. Again, 470-534-2216. And Bella is the copy editor over there. That's Bella D at catkennapublishing.com. And that's it for me. Niles, you ready to debunk some of these myths now on kingdom living and what that looks like versus religion? Yet again, I say that with all due respect, but the only reason I say with such urgency, come on, you got to live, you got to change your mind, you got to do, is because I don't want you to be 49, 50 years old before you finally grasp it and say, hold up, okay, why have I been wasting so much time?
Yeah. So I wanted to bring this up because as you were talking, something popped in my head. It was a conversation that I had with a particular gentleman yesterday. He was 60 years old. And what sparked this was you mentioned dying on E. Mm-hmm. And he spent the last 30 plus years at a job that he didn't really enjoy.
Ouch.
And he's 60 now. However, and you probably won't hear this story too often, but it's inspiring. He walked away from his job to do that thing that he wanted to do when he was younger, which
good
is
good for him.
Meditation, playing the sax, cornet, jazz music. So at 60 years old, this guy walks away from what he learned, what was taught, and what he probably became, I'm not going to say comfortable with, but okay with, and accepted his life to be that thing. He walked away from that to pursue that thing that God put inside of him, you know, that gift.
Wow.
And it's interesting to come together because now he's actually touring, you know, with his dad.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Man, that is incredible.
Yeah, and you just didn't learn too late. But even if you do learn late, that time and that experience that you have, you know, from that day on, it's going to be so much more richer. You
know,
my God. To share that as a source of inspiration, it's never too late. But like, you just have to be willing to I mean, of course, people say bet on yourself, but when you're betting on yourself, you're also betting on God. Because once again, we're always attention, you know, but 60 years old,
he
what he knew and what he's been used to for the last 30 plus years, because he still have that song in his heart. And he was telling himself, like, I cannot die with all this stuff in me.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Now, but here's how things inspire people.
Okay.
His majored in biology pre-med.
Okay.
Graduated from college a few years ago, and she went into the workforce. And, you know, I guess she understood, like, that's not her gift. That's not what she was put on, you know, this earth for. So her dad encouraged her to listen to that song in her heart. So then she ended up reaching out. I'm sorry. She ended up exiting the workplace. And when she did that, she got an internship at one of the biggest studios in L.A. because she wants.
Oh, come on.
And she works at my friend's studio now. So it's a small world, but it's just like so inspiring. Like, your dad did it, and that made you feel that, you know, you could do it. And I asked her, what is your inspiration? And she was like, my dad. And
I'm like, come on.
Wow. So you never know how you'll impact people, you know, just by saying yes to that gift.
Yep.
Just by saying yes to being a citizen of the kingdom. Mm. You know, you never know who you're impacting and who you're encouraging and inspiring.
Absolutely, so man.
Because it's such a wonderful story. You know,
oh my God.
Especially when it comes to your kids, you know, you don't want your kids a lot of the times to pursue their so-called dreams because of the weight of the world and, you know, how finances and everything, you know, and you feel like the odds are against them and so on. But I think we need to start encouraging our kids and just those around us to live larger than life.
Absolutely, man.
God put you on this earth for it, man. So, like, that was just so encouraging and inspiring, man. Like, how you just start walking the walk and walking the path that God, you know, set you on this earth for. It's amazing what comes after that. So
it's so freeing.
You know.
It's so freeing. It's liberating. And you know, when I hear stories or I call them testimonies like that, it encourages me even the more to keep doing what we're doing, because that's what you want to do. You don't, you know, 9 to 5s, and I'm not opposed to 9 to 5s. I'm not, because we hire people that work 9 to 5s. We do. But in that, they're only using that skill set or that talent or those gifts, and they're just sharpening. You're kind of getting, you know, the experience that you need. And it reminds me, how can you literally go and just launch yourself in the deep if you've never served someone who is in the deep?
For sure.
You see what I'm saying? So my hat goes off to the gentleman and him and his daughter doing that. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Seriously, when you can wake up and do not what you have to do, but do what you love doing, and you know that you're in the right space because you'll do it for free.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's when you know what? I'm tapping into something here. I'm going to live this life the way it's supposed to be lived.
Yeah,
my hat's off to him.
Yep. And with that, never give in to man's standards or limitations. We often do that, you know, due to the cause of, you know, just the fear of man. You know, and at the end of the day, man is not God. You know, and a lot of people restrict themselves and they stop themselves from doing certain things because of criticism from another man who isn't happy with his life. Because if you're truly happy with your life, you would want somebody else to be happy. You would want someone else to their true level of potential. And it's like, do not judge yourself based on other people's lack of perspective and their understanding. And, you know, Albert Einstein has a quote where it's something similar to, if you try to teach a fish how to climb a tree, it will spend its whole life thinking it's stupid. Because that's not what the fish was designed for.
Yep. I love that.
To climb a tree. His impact is elsewhere. His purpose is elsewhere. But you're trying to, you know, put his purpose on your lack of understanding and your lack of you know, being able to fathom the power of God. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Oh, you better believe it, man. I like that analogy. I like that.
You have to expand and know that this world is huge, and it's huge because God created it.
Absolutely.
So there's no.
And we're waiting on you.
You. Even heaven isn't a ceiling. Heaven is just goes forever. It's everywhere.
Forever. Absolutely. And that's part of having that heaven on earth, that kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is where we get to, from that invisible government called the kingdom of God, get to live out, and you see the excellence of heaven in your life on earth. And it's not just me sounding like, you know, that sounds good, but is there any validity? When I tell you that you really can have heaven on earth, and it's not predicated on anything but being in the will of God and doing what you're supposed to do with the amount of time that you have here, it's the truth. Yeah. I have heaven on earth. Do I have days where I'm like, oh boy, I wish you didn't trust me so much? Of course I do. But those are the times that my faith is just being tested for authenticity, and it has to happen that way. So I'm good with that. Even when the situations that I don't understand, and if you're facing something that you don't understand, give him one more try. Give him one more try and put your best foot forward and do what it is that you were supposed to do. Do what it is you were born to do. Am I telling you to quit your job? No, because I don't need you texting me saying, hey, lady, I quit my job. You going to send me this $5,000? But everything happens with a plan. Get to get back to thinking and writing things out again and just kind of mulling over and studying and just do it when he gives you that permission to jump, because he orders our steps. Mm-hmm. He does. Yeah. I like that, Niles. Man, you got me cooking over here, bro. You should see my head moving, man.
I'm thinking, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just another example of community and allowing God's light to shine through us to also shine on other people.
Absolutely, you know,
you illuminate their greatness, you know? Yeah. And I want to say, I'm not even going to call it their greatness. You illuminate God's greatness, because God gave you your gifts.
You better believe it.
Talents and so on. So, like, you know, that's what the kingdom is all about. The kingdom,
absolutely.
You know, it's about light. It's about shining God's light on the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's about.
I like that.
And showing people how powerful and wonderful and merciful and full of grace and just good God is, you know?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I've got a question here. We had some questions come in, and one of the questions asked, what is the biggest challenge you face when you discovered the kingdom? Oh, boy. You want to go first?
I think for me, the biggest challenge was saying no to fear. Mm-hmm. And not, because here's the thing, I heard something recently and I'm like, that's true. It was, the guy said, you can be fearful, but don't let it control you. Don't let it dictate what you do and what you don't do. And I understood and started understanding, like, when you allow fear to captivate you, then you're not truly living in God's light, and you really don't understand God's will and God's power. And when I started to just strip away, you know, fear, and then started really digging deep into the core of me, like, why do I fear this thing? You know, what would the outcome be if I tried X, Y, and Z? And all of it basically showed me, like, okay, you say you believe in God. And when you believe in God, you have to, like, 100% willingly commit to God and give him those burdens and those fears, and then allow him to drag you out of the darkness.
Right. Absolutely.
I think once I really started saying, like, nah, man, like, fear is... Fear is nothing. Like, fear is in your head. It's in your mind. God should be in your heart and in your soul. And when he is, he conquers that fear. Like, he trumps that fear. And when I started having that conversation with myself, I just started doing things. I'm not talking about doing things recklessly or willingly.
For sure.
I started doing the unimaginable. I started doing those things that I've always doubted that I could do. I started doing those things that people told me that I couldn't do and was a fool for even trying for. I started doing things that I was afraid of doing. And when I started doing those things, God came and pretty much just took over my whole situation and my whole life.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. That's big, man.
Yeah, so that's when I truly started to discover the kingdom, God. Because I realized prior to that, man, I had a superficial and surface understanding of who God really was, you know, based on who, on, you know, what people told me God was and who he is. And then I realized, man, like, man, people place so many limitations on God, man. That's crazy. Is that the God that you speak of? That's your God? Like, no, that's not our God. You know, that is you. You know, do not sit there and say that God wants you to be fearful. God wants you to accept a situation that is less than a situation you should be in. Do not sit there and tell me that's what God wants for you. And when I heard it, and as you said, and we said this all the time, yeah, your mindset has to change.
Yep.
To change. And when he started changing my mindset, it led me here. And I learned along the way with all the bumps and bruises, like prior to, you know, really discovering God's, you know, omnipotence and his power and just who he is, you know, I kind of got stuck in certain places. Like when certain things that are classified as bad things, when they happen, I got stuck and I wallowed and you know, just kind of sat there and had like a pity party.
Right.
Once I really just, you know, started discovering God's, you know, power and who he is, that's when I was like, okay, things happen. Life happens. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
How can I turn this situation around, you know, for my betterment? How can I turn
it
around so my journey will be that much better, you know? And not to be cliche, but I really learned how to take those mishaps and those unfortunate occurrences and spin them in a way where, like, okay, that happened. What did I learn from that? And how can I apply it to the future so this doesn't happen again? And when it does happen, it won't really push me off course. You know, so that mindset, you know, God had to, like, change that around for me. And then that's when I was like, man, life truly, like, based on how big your world is, like, internally, like, mentally, and how big your world is alludes to how big you are in God.
Come on, man, I could just sit here right here, man. You're because I'm celebrating with you, because once you're free, it's like I can't go back to anything less than, you know, I can't go back to thinking that I'm beneath. I can't go back to thinking I'm a victim. I can't go back to thinking that I don't have enough. I don't care what my bank account says. It's by his riches and glory. It is not predicated on my bank account. And I don't put any confidence in that. But my confidence is in the one who created everything. You said it the last show. He owns everything. He owns the world. He owns the inside, the outside. He owns everything. So why am I worried about something that's already done? So one of my biggest challenges were when I was rediscovering this kingdom is, okay, I can read that and I see it and I get excited when I read it. I even get excited when I hear it, but herein lies the work. Now I've got to become what I read. How do you bring it from the spiritual world to the natural and not lose your mind in the process?
Mm-hmm.
And it all, you said it, relationship. When my mom, if I'm in a crowded room, I went to Mississippi, went home not too long ago, and I was able to love on my family. But if she called my name, I knew her voice. I didn't have to go and ask my sister, did you call me? I didn't have to ask my nephews, hey, you call TT? It was my mother's voice, because I've got some relationship history with her. So I didn't have to wonder. Same thing with where you're supposed to be in life. The thing that I do not want to have happen on the folk that are assigned to me, the people that I get to walk with, is that you don't live the life that you're supposed to. And it's not predicated on how much of anything, it's how much of him. Are you willing to do the work? It doesn't mean because you're a citizen and you've got this new mindset that you don't have to work. Because there are some secret things that nobody knows but you and him. Get in his presence so you can learn those secret things. What is it that I'm supposed to do at this very minute? And don't equate being good to being right.
That's true.
I'd much rather be right now than good. Good, I was $4 million broke. I went broke 6 times being good. But this time, because I've submitted my will to his will this time, because I know that my husband's ahead and not me this time, I know what not to do. I told my daughter, I said, I'm writing this book. She said, what's the name of it, Ma? I said, what not to do in business. You know, you've got a book on what to do in business, what not to do. And one thing you cannot do is think that you can do this life by yourself. You cannot. Niles talks about that community. He's right. He's spot on. That is a part of our kingdom, man, where we know that if you have a need, then I got a need. It ain't I got mine and you get yours. So, you know, enough of that. I call it stinking thinking. Let's literally roll up our sleeves and become the work so that this time next year, however, whatever time that lapse, and you look in the mirror and you see, hey, I don't look the same. I don't even think the same. I don't act the same. That's what it's all about. It really is.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been listening to you today, and you mentioned knowing your mother's voice, even from afar, like, you know, that's your mama's voice and so on. And I would like to challenge me, you, and everybody else to get to know God on that level, to develop a relationship with God on that level where, like, you're able to quiet everything out, the false prophets, the imposters.
Come on.
All that. When you're able to look through all that and understand and know when it's God's voice, that's when you've reached that true relationship that God would like for you to have with him. Because we're in a society, in a world right now, where there are so many things that people are using to use as a substitute as God.
Yep.
You know, like, as I mentioned, like fortune tellers and tarot card readings and all that. A lot of people are running to that nowadays.
I know.
Even crystals and Christology and so on. And it's
burning sage. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry.
Smudging and, you know, calling it the universe. When I hear the universe, I'll run.
You know, I do too. I swear to you. I'll say it to my boy so quickly. Universe, you mean the one who created it, right?
Basically, you're saying God when you say the universe, but you don't want to give the credit to him.
That's it.
Like, the universe is telling me, like,
I hear that a lot too.
I think it's important nowadays to truly get to know God's voice, because there's so many false impostors and so many substitutes, you know, nowadays that are meant. And even the people who are using those channels don't understand exactly what they're doing, you know, what's happening to. And those things are meant to, like, you know, take you off course. Those are meant to introduce certain spirits that you don't want to be, you know, connected to.
Absolutely not.
Like, you know, I had an experience yesterday regarding that. And I'm like, I get it. You're sensing auras and whatever else. But at the end of the day, I'm with God. I'm going to God first before your potion. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Your little blessed water that you made, like, I'm going to go God before any of that. I appreciate your consensus, but at the end of the day, I've dealt with man enough at this point to know that I'm not going to put all my faith in you, honey bun, you know?
Amen. Amen, man. I'm telling you, yeah. Now you did it today, bro. You did. I am empowered to run on, my grandmama would say, to see what the end's going to be. I'm going to challenge. I'll take you up on that challenge to get to know his voice even the more so that you're not double-minded. I'm not double-minded in anything that I say or anything that I do.
Be double-minded nowadays.
It's who you're telling. Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's so hard to believe that that's our show, but I pray that you have taken something away from it today. Please remember that we're on all social medias. It's at Dr. Tanji Show. Niles, would you state your handles, please, so that people can stay informed and engaged?
Oh, sure. It's Niles, N-Y-L-E-S dot Finkley, F-I-N-K-L-E-E on Instagram.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. Big shout out to LA Talk, Ronan. Thank you so much for all that you and Sam do. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Remember, the original plan of God is to extend his heavenly kingdom on earth, and he did the extension through us. So be kind, smile, and know that your girl, Dr. Tanji, love you to the moon and the stars. And don't forget, talk to Tanji, 7:30-ish on Facebook Live. Bye.